Tyrese David's Ho-Chunk secured the Democratic nomination for the 3rd congressional district after the primary election in Kansas Tuesday. Supporters gathered for a watch party last night, eager to see the results, which took longer than expected and were still unofficial as of early Wednesday morning. Rhonda Lavaldo has more.
It took until the day after the primary that numbers showed Ho-Chunk tribal member Sharice Davids over Brent Welder for the Democratic nomination in Kansas's 3rd congressional district. The first sign things weren't going so well was when a voter tweeted that she was still in line after 8 p.m. waiting to vote. In response, the Johnson County Election Office tweeted, "We experienced high voter turnout in Johnson County today. We are delaying our reporting of results until we can confirm all voters in line have cast their votes." The delay had Lori Schell a little upset due to the county spending $10 million on new voting machines.
I know so many people that are voting for her, and she just seems so special. And it's frustrating that Johnson County, you know, the rich county, can't get its act together. It's like, what the heck? How much money did you spend on those things? And this is what's happening?
Sharice Davids, for her part, was optimistic throughout the night, thanking her supporters and predicting what could happen in November. Davis tweeted after 8 a.m., "The Kansas City Star has called it. I'm humbled to be your Democratic nominee in Kansas's 3rd District." The tally, Sharice Davids, 22,891, to Brent Welder, 20,803. This is Rhonda Lavaldo for National Native News.